Our next report comes from North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege and Lee Jackson are the teachers over there. Ezra is our reporter this week.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of March 28th, 2020. My name is Ezra, and I'm your phonologist for the week. On Sunday the 29th, it snowed and rained a lot. For the first time, we heard raindrops hitting our windows. In two harbors, Lucy saw the snow melted, and then it was very slushy in town. On the way to Minneapolis, Ellen saw five cars stuck in a ditch. Instead of snow, it rained almost all night on the 29th. On the 30th, when on a bike ride, Joseph noticed the ditches had streaming water from the melted snow. It also reminded her of when she was younger, because she would sail little Lego boats on the streams, and the currents would push them onward. Mr. Schutte noticed that puddles are finally soaking into the ground, so he hoped this means that the frost is coming out of the ground. The woods, fields, and skies are coming alive with lots of birds and insects, as they respond to the spring sun's warmth. On the 30th, Troy heard coyotes calling, and Bailey was on a walk with friends, and they saw a bat fly over their heads. Now, by the 3rd of April, almost all of the snow is gone and hopefully gone till next winter. Eagles are now moving through in large numbers. Michael saw one flying on Friday the 27th. Emerson and her mom saw seven eagles flying over their heads at her house. On the 27th, Emerson saw two pileated woodpeckers pecking at an electric pole. Her dad saw two trumpeter swans flying over Highway 12, and Mrs. Teege saw two on April 2nd. Nuthatches are calling regularly in the woods, and the drumming of woodpeckers is heard regularly. Mr. Schutte saw a goldfinch at his feeder on the 2nd of April. Their feathers are changing from a dull brown to a bright yellow with black markings. Dark-eyed juncos returned on the 30th. Their white outer tail feathers are the identifying mark as they fly away from you. You can hear their thrills as they feed on the ground in flocks. The first red-winged blackbirds were heard singing on a small pond on Tuesday the 31st. On April 2nd, Theo heard a drumming noise and saw a piece of a bark fly off a tree in front of him, although he never found the woodpecker. We are beginning to see buds swelling on some trees. Some people who tap their maple trees are busy collecting the sap right now. Grass can now be seen and is still green from last summer, and lilies, tulips, and daffodils are beginning to come out. Many of us are witnessing cluster flies emerging from the warm weather. On the 25th, Troy saw a lot of flies by the mud, and Bailey saw them on her garage door. Moths are beginning to come out to porch lights at night, starting on the 29th. On the 31st, Joshua and his brother saw a fuzzy caterpillar. This concludes the phonology report. Have a healthy week, go outside to explore, and be observant.
Thank you, Ezra. Nice job. Lots of things down there in the Duluth area. Robins, red-winged blackbirds, eagles migrating. You know, they're right on the North Shore, so they get to see a lot of that migration. Birds kind of skirting the edge of the lake to get north. Rain and snow early in the week, and then a little bit warmer toward the end. Frost is out of the roads over there. Same here. We see a lot of water that has just disappeared. Not usually the case this time of year. Usually there are more vernal ponds. American goldfinches are starting to change, and we're seeing the same thing over in the Grand Rapids area.